Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch Show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
I'm used to being at my house at the table. This is cool, man.
We moved the red table to a new world.
And I'm super nervous. Just know that.
It's our 100th episode of RTT, and we went all out.
This is the moment millions of fans have been waiting for.
A special exclusive reunion with my Matrix family.
Please welcome the super superstars,
Keanu, Carrie Ann, and Priyanka.
I think you just gave away the answer.
Oh, damn it.
How do you know this? How could you possibly know this?
Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna share that.
Even at the red table.
We were on the red carpet, and I had a straight panic attack.
This is coming back to me now.
If you bring her out here, I think I might cry, so.
Come on out, guys.
What?
Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's go. This is the moment millions of fans have been waiting for. The Matrix Resurrections hits theaters December 22nd, and I am thrilled to be back as Niobe. Please welcome the super, super, superstars, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss.
Hello!
How are you, beautiful?
You look so gorgeous.
Kiki!
Hello!
Have a seat! I'm so happy to have you guys here. This is very weird for me because we're usually on set just chilling or acting together. Me sitting here and having to hold somewhat of an interview is very bizarre.
You left out training together.
Yeah, that's right. Training together as
we
well.
We did have training together way back when.
Way back when.
Willow was so little.
Willow was little, so was Jaden.
Yeah, he was so little.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a good time today because the fans are going to lead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fan questions. So first up, we have Jasma.
Keanu, everyone says you're Hollywood's nicest guy. And you're such a giving person. What do you do to give to yourself?
Hi, Jasma.
Yeah, that's a good... I would like to know that about both of you. What do you do to give to yourselves?
I want to hear what you do.
Yeah. Let's go for a motorcycle ride.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's read. I love going to the movies. For me, my work is that as well. Mm. You know, I often sometimes get asked, you know, I've been at this for a while, and they're like, do you still love it? And I'm like, yeah, I love it even more.
Right.
You know, so, you know, for me, work is life.
Yeah.
I think for me, I try to keep it really simple to what nourishes me. I love to go outside as much as I can at sunrise and sunset and to appreciate the nature, to put my bare feet on the earth.
Right.
To be present.
Yeah.
My feet are on the ground. I'm healthy. I'm here. I'm so, my heart is beating and I try to be connected to that.
I'm with you on that. Next question is from Kimberly.
Carrie Ann, when you first shot The Matrix, you were single, and now you have a beautiful family and kids. How do you feel like motherhood has changed you?
Hi, Kim. I feel like being a mother has given me everything.
Yeah.
I love growing, and raising human beings is challenging. And I have loved mothering because I've chosen to grow. I think about the places in myself that I think I would have just said, that's just how I am.
Right.
That my kids, because I love them so much, I've had to
expand
through
grow.
That.
Yeah.
So I think I'm a completely different person than I was before I had kids.
I so relate to that.
Yeah.
My kids have stretched me in ways.
Yeah.
I never imagined. I mean, so I totally understand that.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful for that.
Have they seen you as Trinity?
My boys have, my daughter hasn't.
What do your sons feel about that character?
My sons really respect me.
Right.
As a human being. And they love me a lot. And I think they think it's very cool. You know, this was the first time my kids were ever on a set, was this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was super sweet.
Yeah. So, are our two surprises here already? Yeah. I've got two surprises for you. Every time I see you guys, you happen to ask about these two people.
If you bring her out here, I think I might cry, so.
Hey!
What?
Hey.
What?
What's up? How are you guys?
Oh my God.
Absolutely amazing. Oh, so good to see you.
So good to see you.
Oh my gosh.
So good to see you.
So good to see you.
So good to see you.
I remember being so young with you on set.
You were so cute.
And spending so much time with you and asking my mom where you were just all the time.
I know.
I know.
Literally.
And now they're all grown.
You guys are just fly.
You were a month when I started training.
Yeah.
Matrix was shot in Australia. You guys were out there with me for a year. But Carrie Ann, me being out there with these two little cherubs, and you just loved them so much. And we really bonded and connected in that area.
Makes me a little teary.
Yeah. And Keanu and Jaden, you guys did a movie together.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
We made a movie together.
We did. Yes.
That was
the day the earth stood still.
Just having the honor to be on set with you, to be able to watch you when I was like so young, that was an amazing experience.
No, man, it was cool to work with you back then. We had some pretty intense scenes.
Please don't hurt me.
You had some heavy lifting to do on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You know?
You really did.
Really rocked it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Over the pandemic, I watched the first Matrix again. And I was just boohoo crying.
Yeah.
Aww. Like Notebook boohoo crying.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is so real. It hit me different at an older age.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I just always wanted to be Trinity.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Just such a beautiful, just strong female character.
But so vulnerable, too. And that was the thing, Carrie Ann. That is the thing about
the
you.
The vulnerability.
That you bring to Trinity, that vulnerable strength, along with that no-nonsense strength as well. And that's a quality I have yet to see anywhere else. I've always loved that about you.
That was fire.
And I loved watching you with your children because I have always had the dream of being a mother.
Yeah.
In our business, you don't really see women doing it. Like, you don't get to see both. And the fact that you allowed me to see you do it just opened my mind that it was really possible to be so there for your children the way that you were while you're training and you're nursing. And then when I became pregnant, you were so protective of me doing the press.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that and have called you about parenting and mothering. And I really admire everything that you do.
You're such a natural, though, just that maternal nature that you have.
Do you remember the book you gave me when I had my first child? You Are My Wild.
Oh, You Are My Wild.
You Are My Wild.
Yes. I sure did give that to you. That's a good one. I don't think you two know, but The Matrix was a big part of our family world.
Yeah.
So much so, we created a trilogy for Trey's birthday called The Trey Trix.
What?
You guys have to see this. And Trey's the hero.
Trey is the hero.
Okay.
Trey is the...
Look at that little face.
What? Nice cut. Nice shot. What?
Yo, this is...
Yo.
That's Lilo. That's Lilo. He's so small.
What? Yeah, that.
So we did three of those for Trey's birthday.
We all love The Matrix.
Yeah.
It's the best thing.
But I want to talk about just a little bit how I feel like The Matrix is so relevant right now. We're going so deep into computers.
Yeah.
And I feel like this movie is a way for people to be like, yo, hey, like, also pay attention that there's another side of technology,
100%.
Too. Like, yo.
To your point, Matrix films, the concepts, the ideas give us a kind of tool in order to help us maybe have a perspective or an insight into the world that we're experiencing through technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, we can ask ourselves, what is it that we're interacting with?
How
are
we
expressing this?
How
do we keep our humanity?
Right.
How do we not become batteries?
Yeah.
someone else's battery.
Yes.
Yeah. And you always see it with the way.
genius.
Data battery. Yeah.
I love that.
Be careful.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Straight up. Literally. 100%. It's so true.
Literally. Consent and agree.
Yeah, literally. Literally.
Consent and agree. What am I consenting to and what am I agreeing to?
Yeah.
And how am I utilizing this technology?
Right.
You know?
And how is it utilizing me?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Can I just say, the Trinity and Neo love is everything. Because the type of darkness that those characters have to overcome together, it's like you guys were ride or dies. Like you guys were like
a
life or death.
Together.
100%. Yeah. Well, like
they
for
also
real.
Had purpose
real
together.
Purpose.
Yes. Like, one of my favorite movies ever of all time.
I took you to the premiere. You had to be 5 or 6. He sat through the whole premiere.
Really?
I'll never forget.
And he sat there through that whole movie.
It's crazy.
You loved that movie. I remember how much you loved that movie.
Yeah. I really, really did.
He was all in.
I really was. I really was. I really remember spending time with both of you guys. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are amazing and I'll never forget that. So.
I appreciate you guys coming up.
Of course.
It's so exciting. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. And it's so good to see you after so long.
Thank you.
I love you, Mom.
Yes, good
thank
to
you
see
for you. Letting us come.
Of course.
Young man.
Until next time. Matrix. So excited about the moving.
Your beautiful children.
Oh, my gosh.
How old are those young people right now?
Willow just turned 21.
21.
Halloween. And Jaden is 23.
Wow.
Yeah. I have no more babies. That's it.
Gone. Wow.
Yeah. They're all grown.
They're not even teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah, they're grown. Everybody's in their 20s now. Wow. They're full-on adults.
Wow.
So we have Miss Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She's in the new Matrix. And fans are dying to know more about the beautiful, the funny, the smart Priyanka.
She's an internationally known actress, singer, and best-selling author. Priyanka is married to Nick Jonas, who she wed in a lavish 5-day celebration. And Forbes has named her one of the world's 100 most powerful women.
Hi, Jada.
Hi.
Hi, Priyanka.
Hello.
How are you, Mama?
Oh, my God. I am having the fan experience of a lifetime just watching the three of you guys talk right now. Like, this is everything. But I'm just like, oh, my front row seats. And honestly, that's how I felt with the movie, too.
Where are you? Are you in London?
I'm still in London,
You're
Jada.
Still in London. How was it? Priyanka, when you got called to join the cast, how was that for you?
I mean, I think that the Matrix trilogy changed cinema. And I remember when the first Matrix came out so clearly, I was 16. I remember how it shifted culture. So when I got the call from my agent, I remember I was in India filming something. And they were like, oh, Lana wants to meet you tomorrow in San Francisco.
Right.
I drove to the airport.
Right.
Wow. Sure. You know, whatever it takes to get the opportunity to work with all of you lot, it's just such a privilege and an honor. And I really had a moment when we were doing that one scene in Berlin and all of you were standing across from me and I had all of those words.
Yeah.
And I remember my hands sweating like, oh my gosh, I told myself the 16-year-old me would never forgive myself if I didn't get my words right in front of all of you.
Why are you here now?
Neo's escape has destabilized the Matrix. The Anomalium draws its current from Trinity alone now. A failsafe has been triggered to reset the Matrix back to the previous version, but the analyst halted the reset. He's convinced the authorities that you will soon return voluntarily.
And why would he say that?
Because if I don't go back, he'll kill Trinity.
So good. You rocked it.
You killed that Thank moment, you. Yeah.
I don't even know if Keanu, you would remember this, but I was having a particularly hard day once in Berlin, and this is such a testament to the movie star and leader that you are, but you're very astute, and I don't even know you as much. You're just very, in your Virgo way, very quietly, you just said, you know, that was a tough day and you got through it. You did a great job. And, you know, sometimes you just need someone to see that.
Yeah.
And someone to say that to you. So thank you for your kindness. No. I see why people say you're doing me well.
Well, that's kind, but you did, and it was, and you shined. Yeah. So and
thank you.
It was beautiful.
You guys are amazing, and you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Preet, we've got a super fan question for you.
Hi there. Many of us believe that Priyanka is playing a grown-up version of Swati. Can we learn anything more about her character?
Oh, are we allowed to? Where is our director? Are we allowed to?
I don't know.
Are we allowed to even answer that question?
I think you just gave away the answer.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, shoot.
I mean, we won't say the answer, but that was a pretty big clue.
That was a pretty big clue, wasn't it? Thank God we have editors.
Jada, your face was so funny.
Because I was like, not on my watch. Not on my watch. No, sir.
It's been a lot of fun since the trailer came out to see Matrix fans trying to decode the movie and predict what's going to happen. Some of them were actually really, really scarily right. I was like, how could you possibly know this? This movie was under lock and key.
Right.
Project Ice Cream. It's quite amazing.
Yeah. Next question is from Donald.
My question is, would you rather be John Wick or Neo in real life, and why?
Lots of ways to go with that. Because we're here speaking about resurrections and Matrix Resurrections.
Absolutely.
I don't think John Wick would mind. I think he'd understand.
I think he would, too.
But I think to be able to be with Trinity and have that life with them together and see what would happen, I think John Wick would be like, I got your back.
Yeah, I think John would definitely.
Yeah.
I think John would definitely give the salute to that.
Be like, okay, Matt.
So up next is Yvette in Dallas.
Keanu, so you always seem very serious. We want to know what makes you laugh and what is your guilty laugh?
What's my go-to what?
What's your guilty laugh?
My guilty laugh? Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna share that. Even at the red table. Even in this safe space. What makes me laugh? Usually, if I'm with friends, it's usually laughing at the horror and terror of things. Just the amazing horror and terror of everything.
Of course. One thing I will say about Keanu, yes, he's serious, but he's also funny.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jada.
You are. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah,
fun
you're
to
fun.
Be with.
Yeah. Next fan question.
Hi, Priyanka. I'm Chloe from Phoenix, and I was wondering if your husband, Nick, is a fan of The Matrix and what he thinks of you joining the franchise.
He's definitely a fan of The Matrix, and I think he was very excited when I became part of the movie. He may or may not have been very excitedly writing, telling a few of his friends that I was part of the next one. Yeah.
Yeah, my kids went buck wild crazy when they found out that I was going to be part of this next installment.
Niobe.
Yeah, Niobe. They were like, Niobe's coming back. I was
Niobe.
Like, yeah, she's coming back.
Coming back and throwing down.
All right, next fan question.
Hey, Keanu, I can't believe you got a comic book that's being turned into a Netflix series. You've done everything. What is on your bucket list?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, bucket lists. Maybe go to Antarctica. Let's cross the Sahara. I don't know, man. I guess it's travel. See some more of this globe and the people who are on it.
You have a comic book.
Yes, yes, yes.
What is the comic book called?
It's called Berserker.
You know, I wrote a comic book too.
You did?
Years ago, Key.
What'd
you
do?
It was called Menace.
Menace?
It's called Menace.
And she was a menace?
And I was,
how did that go?
She was
what
a
did
menace.
You do?
She got killed doing some stuff she didn't have any business doing. And then she was resurrected as a dark angel to basically bring people from her community out of sin and into the light. Mm. Yeah.
A spiritual warrior?
She's a spiritual warrior.
With guns and knives?
Yes. I was 23, Key. I was 23.
Right on.
It's kind of like Niobe too, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
The stories of our lives
exactly.
that follow us through these threads we walk upon and
Absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely. Next, we have Ilana.
So many people probably love to dress up like your characters for Halloween. My boyfriend and I dressed up as Trinity and Neo. I was wondering if you had any favorite Halloween costumes from growing up.
Yeah, so my mother was a costume designer and she made some costumes for Dolly Parton and she once did the cover of Playboy.
Right.
And somehow I guess she didn't take that home. And so we had it and it was Halloween. So I put on the ears and the bustier. I wore sneakers with fishnet stockings and the bow tie.
Yeah, Key, come on.
I had some pretty long hair and I was Dolly Parton's Playboy bunny.
Ah.
Amazing.
So our next question comes from Pilani.
What's the most insane thing a fan has ever done?
You know what? I remember at Cannes, we were on the red carpet.
Uh-huh.
Larry Fishburne was like, Jada, are you ready for this red carpet? And I was like, what do you mean am I ready for this red carpet? Red carpet is a red carpet. It's like, it's going to be lots of cameras. It's going to be lots of people.
Oh, yeah.
People screaming all over the place. You were pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
And it was pandemonium. And I had a straight panic attack. Key had me on one side. Larry had me on the other because my knees buckled. I remember Key going, you're going to be okay. Hold tight. You're going to be okay. Larry was like, hey.
Look this way. Here we go.
Yeah. And the fans were jumping on our cars.
Mm.
This is coming back to me now.
Right? And wouldn't let us out. I remember going, I can't do this. That was my first experience. And pretty much everywhere we went, and don't be with this guy.
No.
Because then we went to Japan and the thing happened all over again.
Oh, yeah, that was intense.
That was crazy. We got barricaded and you didn't want to have security.
Yes.
We got barricaded in the store,
yeah.
Key.
Yeah, we couldn't get out.
We couldn't get out.
We had to, that was intense.
That was the craziest thing I think a fan has ever done. Fans.
Yeah.
It was like the Matrix pandemonium was just...
Pandemonium.
It was pandemonium.
Yeah.
So this is our last question, and it is for all of us.
I love you all so much that I was elected by the Matrix Club to ask you the number one burning question. If you were given the choice between the red pill and the blue pill, which would you take?
Well, you see my nails.
Yes, indeed.
I see your table.
And that table.
But what about that ring?
Oh, that's true. Pri, you answer first.
Why should I be newbie on the block? I should be the one who gets to answer last.
All right, I'll answer first. Definitely the red. Red for me. I feel like my life is the red pill, so there it is. Yeah.
I think for some of us, there's no choice, right?
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Just chose us in a way.
Yeah.
And then occasionally, you just pray for that blue pill.
Man, I really do be praying
I
for
do
that
too.
Blue pill,
I do
Carrie
too.
Ann.
Okay. I used to think the blue pill was just like, oh. Now I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Give me just a few days.
Just give me a few days of the blue pill, please.
A blue pill vacation?
Yes.
Hey, that's a great idea. We can
But then that's saying that like you need a vacation from the red pill. Is the red pill that terrible?
It's just a lot of work.
It's work. Yeah.
As soon as you think you have it unpeeled, there's another layer.
There's a freaking
and another layer and another
it
layer.
It doesn't stop.
Right.
I think that I would pick the red pill because, you know, as much as ignorance is bliss, knowledge is powerful. There's something just so attractive about knowledge. Though, it would be great to live in the bliss of ignorance, of course.
Yeah, just give me a blue pill
you know,
diet. Yeah. Okay, Key.
Yeah, a red pill. I kind of say that cavalierly, but if it was there, I'd just be like, red pill.
There you go.
Delicious.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
It's a red pill gang right here.
There you go.
I have a question. How has Jada changed from the first time she came onto the Matrix to the Jada that's sitting and interviewing all of us right now?
I don't know, Priyanka, if it's changed. What is it? It's over, it's like 18 years ago. And that spirit who I met back then, and I'll even say it, spirit warrior, artist, person, you know, we've kept in contact over the years and, and had some moments, pretty big moments in our lives that we've kind of met in. You've grown and developed and been able to share that and seek and share that seeking and communication and communion with others.
Right.
You know, to be here today at this table in these chairs, Priyanka and Carrie Ann, and then to work with you again on Resurrections and just see that artist and to spend time with you there.
Yeah.
You know, is inspiring, commendable. And Priyanka, I mean, it's always been righteous and right on. So.
Yeah. And I'd have to say, Ki always has so much depth. I think for us being two Virgos, there's kind of like this unspoken communication. It's like I can sit with Keanu in silence and get filled with so much. And he's one of the few people that I know that I can do that with, and I can have the greatest time. His knowledge, his depth, his ability to listen deeply is just so beautiful and so unique.
Yeah.
And I consider him a beautiful friend. And you are one of the most generous dudes in Hollywood, I have to say. And your humility is
beyond. Thank you for having me.
I know you don't like having no praise, but I got to give you your flowers.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the flowers.
I have to agree with Keanu on the fact that you build communities around you, Jada. You have this amazing warmth that you exude. You pull people in. You care so deeply around the culture that you create around you.
That's what one of the things I love about the Red Table and all these conversations that you have, or so many of the conversations I'm having with people in my life.
Carrie, you were just so sweet and so kind and so helpful and so loving. And that was always just so awesome. So
some good days.
Yeah. And Pri, I love you because we got to get some girl time on this movie. Yes. I've loved you from afar. We've seen each other here and there. And I've just always just loved you.
I have all the feels.
But look, I love you guys so much.
Thank you for having me and including me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. As we say goodbye, let's take a little sneak peek at the new movie.
It's so easy to forget how much noise the Matrix pumps into your head. Something else makes the same kind of noise.
War. She believed in me. It's my turn to believe in her.
The most important choice in Neo's life is not his to make.
Part of me feels like I have been waiting my whole life for you.
The Matrix Resurrections.
Still no kung fu.
I can't wait. That's a badass film. The Matrix Resurrections opens in theaters, HBO Max, December 22nd. Bye, Pri. We will see you in London.
Bye, Priyanka.
Bye, see you guys in London. Love you.
Next time. I want to talk more about motorcycles with you next time, too.
Zero
motorcycle.
So Carrie said, no motorcycles for you. And Keanu goes, yes, motorcycles for you. We will talk more about
this outfit, by the way. I'm living for it all.
Yeah. Have a good day, guys. Love you, Mom. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.